Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Lavina, and it's Wednesday night. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Love, Santa. Butterbeer.
This is the mayor, and I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man. Let them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
And divas, welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. This is T.
And this is Rachel. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
That's what's up.
And first off, I want to wish our other diva, Angie, a very happy and blessed happy birthday today.
Oh, yeah, she's turning 21 again.
Yeah. And everybody else is out there celebrating, you know, wishing them a happy birthday as well. And all the graduates and honorees and whatever somebody is doing, congratulations, and I wish you many blessings and everything else.
Turn up.
Right. Turn down for what?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So how's your week been?
All right. I cannot complain. I really cannot complain. I got a nice little break today, I can say. I took a little cat nap today, and it felt great.
All righty then. Well, I don't even know what those are no more, you know. Seem like I'm starting all over with these kids. And with kid and everything, but you know what? Oh, I love it. At the end of the day, I still love it.
That's what I'm
talking about. So, I don't know. If you don't have any more announcements, you know, I guess we can get it together.
Well, I want to announce one small thing. I only see my mother probably about once a year. I used to see her every day, but, you know, since she retired and moved to North Carolina, we only see her like once a year. So I would like to announce that she is here for the week, and I am so blessed and so grateful.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
I know you happy.
I am.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Selena and the rest of the sisters and family.
Thank you. Thank you, Diva.
Yes. Oh, now that's a real blessing right there.
Yes. Now, I've been working a lot, you know, so I don't see her, but I caught her the other day over my sister's house, and I took as many pictures as I possibly could. You hear me?
I've seen them posted.
Yes.
And I was I wonder if these are recent or...
Yes,
looking just like her. I see why you named Rachel.
Yep.
Look, they should have women names as Junior.
Yep, exactly, right?
Because you would show be a Junior.
And my
Rachel Junior.
Rachel Junior. They call me that, too. They call me Little Rachel or Rachel Junior. And my stepfather is with her, and we took some pictures of him, too. And they call him the Rev because he's a reverend, he's a pastor, he's retired, but so everybody calls him the Rev. Hey, Rev!
Oh, ain't that sweet? I'm happy. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you, Sister Diva. I have no more announcements to make. Let's follow on, proceed on with the show.
Okay, you ready? I think. The first topic we're going to talk about is when kissing your mate, why do people kiss with eyes closed?
Okay.
And the second one, is there such thing as safe sex?
Oh, wow. All right. Wow. Okay. Should we go into commercial or a song first, or should I?
We'll do that. And we also, after we come back, we're going to open up the lines. The number to call is 646-200-3838. But you have to press that 1 to get on the air with us divas tonight. And I know you guys want to talk about it, so let's be about it and hit that 1 and let's do it. Let's turn up. All right, we'll be right back. Jamaican steps. Oh, get a girl. you know, every once in a while we have to get up and, you know, like do a little exercise. I see you've been doing it anyway, so, you know, that's what's up.
Look,
but, yeah, that was step
table.
Up our row.
Okay, step up, step up. Get that exercise on. Oh, yes. I've been doing this 30-day, this 30-day ab challenge. A friend of mine challenged me to join this 30-day ab challenge. She tagged me in the group and in the event, and before I knew it, she was, you know, every day she would tag me and ask me, was I keeping up with it? So, yes, from day one, first I started this, and we're 25 days in. Today marks day 25. I haven't done my workout yet. But even on the days when I skip a day, I make up for it on the days that we have off, because every fourth day we have off. So on the days off, I'm actually also doing this ab exercise, and I do see results. It works. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I better hook up my oxygen machine before I think about doing it.
Take a few puffs of the inhaler. Oh, yeah, I do that, too.
All right, let's get into these topics.
Okay, I'm ready. When kissing your mate, why do people close their eyes? I don't know. I've always closed my eyes, and I do. I close my eyes. You know, once in a blue moon, I have opened my eyes and not liked what I've seen. You know, the thought that I was thinking while I was kissing was directly just altered by what I saw, you know, whether it be looking over to the right and seeing a tree or a car, or, you know, or even looking at somebody like that close. So I
see right. but you know what? I think the reason I close mine is it's like a fantasy, you know, like wondering, you know, what are they thinking, as well as, you know, really, you know, hey, is this a passionate or, you know, because they say that kissing on the forehead means one thing, kissing on the lips means one thing, kissing on the cheek, kissing your hand. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up now.
It all does feel different. Since you mentioned that, when someone kisses me on the forehead, and someone kisses me on my hand, someone kisses me on my cheek, each kiss feels different to me. Each kiss
it does.
Has a different. It really, really does. Especially when you're really into that person and you're
right.
in tune and the chemistry is really strong. It really means something.
But you know what? I don't know. I don't know if it's because I've gotten older or what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that that slapping in each other's I ain't into all that no more like I used to.
You know, to me that's something that we did when we were younger, and it was the style. You know, like walking around and a boy grabbing a girl's buttocks, or a boy walking around and, you know, playing around grabbing the girl's boobie in public. You know, that was
like
all
they say
in
so
all.
You like they say, boy tongue all day in your throat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so young. Yeah. No, I mean, of course, we're being passionate and in the heat and you know, making love and all that stuff. Yes, that goes without saying, but, you know, just like out, all out slobbing in public and all that stuff, that's so
yeah. Yeah, honey, I don't know about all that no more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Like I say, I mean, every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
it's okay. But you know, that every doggone time I say no, yeah, I don't know where your mouth been. Oh,
right. and I don't want to be kissed the same way every time. I want
right,
to be
right.
kissed. You know, each time I want to feel something different, and it means something different. And, you know,
right.
Oh, a kiss, nothing like being kissed on the neck or the ear or on the
stop
back.
It. Look, I'm talking about stop it.
Yes. Ew. Love it. Okay.
You know,
you
can get real deep with this topic. For real.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to throw a twist in there. Have you ever... been made love to and you just cry. The chemistry is
you better stop it. That's me. I can't say what I really want to say about that. But that's when you get you get that thing handled, okay?
Yes. Oh my. I one time but, I can say.
The answer to that, indeed I have. It was just that chemistry,
mm-hmm.
just the, I don't know. Whew.
It's a beautiful
feeling. That's when you say that you'd have hit some spots that I never knew I had.
And I have, you know, one time, I got to say one time, and I'm not young, but I'm not old either. One time in my life, I just felt so in love, and so just the chemistry was just so beautiful. I felt like I was in a cloud, and just
mm-hmm.
oh, it was so beautiful. I just cried. It was so beautiful. So much.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, like you say, each kiss is different, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, just, honey, because I don't call that other word. When you sit there and cry with someone making love to you, it's some serious passionate, you
and
know, passionate moments, intimate moments, just la la land. It's just like,
difference.
You know, but anywho.
There's such a difference between just having sex and making love. You know,
exactly. You know, because I hate that word, you know, can I F? No. You know, to me, that's for you just wanting to get, you know, your rocks off or whatever.
Right,
you know.
Right.
I don't even like that word. To me, that's for them kids anyway.
Yes.
And I'm far from a kid.
When a grown man speaks like that, it's such a turn off.
It is. It really is.
Excuse
you
me.
Know, I don't know if you think you being cool or what your deal is, but you're going to get out of my face with that. And you ain't banging nothing out here. I got your bang all right.
Okay, now, is there such thing as safe sex? It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be such thing as safe sex. Yes, and I do believe. Yes, as a matter of fact, there is such thing as safe sex. Abstinence is safe sex. Abstinence, to me, is the only form of safe sex. Abstaining from having sex, because all these other methods, you know, people sabotage, they poke the holes in the condoms break,
right?
Birth control pills, you know, people miss them, tubes tied, I've had my tubes tied and got pregnant after 7 years, I'm talking about cut, blast, burns, and one side came back together, and,
wow,
yeah, so in my experience, my only form of safe sex has been to abstain. Yeah.
Well, the way I would say safe sex is one partner. Then all the time you can't really say that's safe because, like they say, AIDS can come back from, what, 10 years or something like that?
Oh, gosh, that's so scary. Oh, my goodness.
It really is, you know, because you don't know. If you've just been with that person for a couple of years, you don't know who or how many they did in those last 10 years. You know, and, well, I'm the one, I just be honest with you, I constantly have myself every year. I have my blood work done. I have all kinds of, I don't care. If it is just been one mate, I still have myself checked.
Listen,
because
in my
you can tell me from the stars to the moon that you ain't doing nobody else, but how do I know that?
In my experience, I was married for a long time, and the whole 20-something years, my husband was cheating on me. So, you know, now that I'm apart from him and being abstinent, I still go to the gynecologist often. And
right.
I ask for that test every single time. Every
you
single
better.
Time. So anyway, we have our first caller of the night. I am going to bring on none other than our executive, Miss Lavina Polite.
Oh, snap. Hey, hey.
Hey, how's everything?
Everything is everything. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
I know, that's right. I know you heard, did you hear those? We got some juicy topics going on, honey.
Yeah, got some good topics going on. Okay, let me hear them again. Let me brace myself for this one.
Yeah, because Rachel threw some twists in there and all of that, too. But the first one was, when kissing your mate, why do people kiss with their eyes closed?
No. Because it's more passionate? I don't know. It's a habit.
Okay, I think we're going to have some fun.
It's a habit. I don't know.
Miss Diva over there threw a monkey in it and says, have you ever had love made to you so good you cried?
No.
So know what you're missing.
Wait, wait. Did you hear me though? I said no. Then I said, just kidding.
I know that's right. I think everybody had one of those moments, but you're going to have some that say no.
But you know, it's sad when you go your whole life, you know, and you get to that point and you've been engaged before, you know, or married before, and it's never happened. And
exactly.
Then all of a sudden, you know, it happens. All of a sudden.
And honey, they be hitting that triple home run that they done did.
So nasty.
Then the other one was, is there such thing as safe sex?
Yes, none at all.
There you go.
Abstain from.
Excuse my French, but it's called no after call.
You want to know why? I think that's when I really, like, stood up, when T was like, oh, yeah, with one partner. That don't mean nothing.
But you see, I changed it, too.
Right.
You see, I changed it, too. Because I had to think about that thing, but you're right. None at all. That's the only safe way it's going to be.
No, but when I say none at all, I mean nothing. There's no playing around with nothing. With nothing. There's no touching nothing. I mean,
it'd
nothing.
Be like a nun, honey.
Yeah,
you better not come at me.
Anything you better do is kiss me in my forehead and tell me how cute I am.
Say only on the forehead.
That's right. That's as good as it gets.
Oh, my goodness.
As it gets. Because you know what? You'll have those ones that's like, oh, you're going to save yourself for marriage. Yes, I am. Well, let's try this, so let's do this. No, let's not.
Listen, I ain't going to do it. I don't care what you say, but I ain't
going to
do it.
That's when you run into all these problems and stuff.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. You're right about that, though. But the number to call, 646-238-3838, is on and popping up in here. We turn up.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
All right, so I was watching this movie. It's an old movie. I can't find the name of it right now. But when I find it, I'm going to tell y'all. So what would you do if your mate, if you came home from work, and your mate was with the same sex in your house?
They in the bed together, sitting beside each other, or?
Yes, they chilling like they chilling like you don't live there.
Like it would be me and him.
Yeah, they chilling like they live there. You don't live there.
Excuse me, but hell to the no.
The same
text. Listen, I got to use Mike's word. I split that head open to the white meat, both of them.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm too cute to go to jail. But this one time, they ain't going to catch me.
Okay, well, I don't know what I would do in that instance, but I don't know. I think I might turn around, close the door, and re-enter just to see that, you know, is this real what I'm looking at? Like, what?
Well I'm going to tell you, I had a moment, right? And I'm going to...
Hello? Lavina?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, and now.
Okay, yeah. I said I would probably throw some holy water on them and then jump on them. And probably, you never know. I might be speaking in tongues at that time. I don't know.
I've noticed. But, you know, that would be a hard pill for me to swallow, though.
Yeah.
Honey, I know I would go straight to, look, I'd definitely go to the clinic straight.
I don't even think I could drive. I think I'd be close.
Well, yeah, you have to call 911, honey. Because somebody might need 911 anyway.
But then that means I'm going to jail.
It wouldn't be no getting back together, though.
Yeah, but when the popos come, how are they going to explain all the bruises and stuff that they got on them? I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got all these social medias. I might take pictures and post them all over the place.
Honey, yeah, you can hurt them like that, too.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
Well, we have another caller. Barry, are you there, Barry?
How you doing?
Barry. All right.
Hey. Hello, Mr.
Hey,
Barry.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
How are you?
What's the topic?
Listen, which ones? We got a few of them going on. I'll read you the first two.
Okay.
When kissing your mate, why do people kiss with their eyes closed?
They're probably thinking about somebody else.
Wow,
nah,
Barry.
It's just a natural reaction, I guess.
But you could have a point there too, though.
No, it could be both. It matters if you was drinking or if you think it could be whatever.
Wait, did you said if you were drinking?
What was drinking got to do with it?
Yeah, because you know some of them late night things when you used to be in the world hanging out. You know.
No.
No, explain to me. Explain that one to me.
No, is it your mate or just anybody?
Your mate.
Oh, no. That's because it's passionate. You're supposed to close the eyes and kiss.
I told y'all.
It's passionate. Like, you're going to be getting into it and you look in somebody's face. You can't, like, get passionate and look at what you going to look at? You're supposed to be closing your eyes, being passionate. How are you going to be passionate and look in somebody's face?
Yeah, I can look at your eyes and still be passionate.
Hold on, you might be looking up there nostrils.
Right.
I don't know.
Depending on how tall they are, right, Lavinia?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I don't want to be able to tell you if you have some cavities or not. You know?
Or they might have rotten teeth. You might be closing your eyes.
Ew!
Like, what the hell is going on? What am I doing? Nah, you're supposed to close your eyes because you're supposed to be passionate.
Okay, that's good enough.
Right.
Rachel threw a little monkey in the wrench and
what
said,
did
you
say?
"You're the wrench."
Hey, Rachel, she done had some weird dates, so.
No, this ain't got nothing to do with no. Have you ever had a woman to make it that you be the made love to her, and she made love to you so good you cried?
Right. Woo. That's some good stuff there. Wow.
What have you?
Did you cry doing or after? Or what?
Doing while you... Oh, no. While in action, Barry.
Oh, wait, how are you going to cry while you're having sex? I mean, maybe a woman can.
Easy.
Men do it.
Easy.
I did it. Now, you know what, Barry? Stop it. You know a man can, too. A man can, too. Let me tell you something. If a man gets a hold of some real good.
The banana? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, better than he's ever had before. Mm-hmm. He can cry of emotions of, oh, my God, this is so good.
Oh, yeah, you're right about
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You know, oh, my God, this
is Yeah, that's what he be saying, yeah. That's what he thinks.
Oh, you said that he thinks.
What you doing to me? Why? Oh, but anywho, so have you, Barry?
Yes, I've had it since about 9/11, 2001.
Oh, dang. You better go out there and find you some of that good.
That's right. I need a good shot.
Start tonight. Don't even start.
Okay. All right. Is there such thing as safe sex?
What, without protection?
Is there such thing as safe sex, period?
Yeah, if you use protection. Yeah, but you know what? You don't be tripping, man.
No, we
You know, the sad Barry. Part, if you got a regular mate, you never know what the other person is doing. That's the scary part. So, I mean, sometimes you think that, you know, you with that person, you just want to... I never say, get it. Mm-hmm. That's the bad part.
Why you laughing, Barry?
Huh?
Why you laughing?
No, just, these are some good, pretty good questions.
Okay. And Lavina have a question for you.
Okay, what?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, what would you do if you came home and you found your mate in the bed with the same sex?
I would pull up my flip phone and take pictures.
You know what?
Now, he didn't say no flip phone.
Yeah, he did.
Now, you flip probably phone. Would jump in the bed with him. A man
no.
probably would jump in the bed right with him.
No. I mean, oh, right. I forgot about that. If it was two women?
Yeah.
Forgot about that,
yeah.
So that, I mean, yeah, that would be pretty nice.
Wow.
Interesting.
Oh, my God. Wait
okay,
a minute.
I
know your partner ain't too far behind you. I can't wait to
okay.
hear his answer.
All right. So, Barry. So since you
yeah.
said that, okay, what would you do? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, but now, you know what, but then if it's the other way around, you wouldn't like it, of course, right?
I was just about to say, what happens if you came
right.
home and found your mate, your no. spouse, in bed with the opposite? What would you do? Pull
hold
up the phone
no,
and take the pictures?
If I was, you know, no, that wouldn't go.
You'd be mad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, let's be honest.
Do?
It's more natural for two women to be, it's like, because women are feminine and more thing than two men.
But you know what? Nowadays, Barry, nowadays, you might find a man and a man at home. You never know.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right about that. I mean,
out
now,
there.
Nowadays, and you know what the funny thing is?
There's a lot of them out there now.
No, a lot of
them,
a lot of guys are married and on the DL. It's a lot of that crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the ones that when it was in jail now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They be glad to bend over and pick up some soap or pick
right,
up
yeah.
whatever.
Sure enough. But do you think that means that person is gay?
If you're not
gay, you got a lot of tendencies. Put it that way. You
yeah.
know, you could be curious.
Like say,
you
like
know,
say if you're with someone and they want you, and you're like say. If you're with a female, of course, you know, it's more natural, I guess, for a female to say, okay, yes, then a male. But what happens, do you think that for two males, if they were together in that type of way, does that make that man gay if he's an undercover brother?
He gay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's gay.
Yes. No, he's gay. He's
yeah,
a flamer.
Yeah.
So?
Gay.
Anyway, you can't cover that one up.
No.
Really?
No. I don't care if he do go out there and still get him some poo, na-na-na. You know, no.
Someone told me that it doesn't mean that the person's gay. It just means that person likes that Uranus.
That feeling.
Yeah.
Let a woman do it to you then. Let her get one of them little toys and do it. Let her pop you in the...
Exactly. If a man likes for his backside to be penetrated, then he would not hide it from his mate. He will allow his mate to penetrate.
Do it to him.
He wouldn't keep it to himself. If he's keeping it to
himself,
he's quiet.
You sound a little afraid.
If he's keeping it quiet, he is gay. Down low, gay.
You know what? I had this friend, and this is the honest God's truth. And I used to sit there and almost literally, this guy online would get on Yahoo and get on his camera, and he would actually have a toy.
He would sit on it, and he said he enjoyed it. You're telling on yourself, T.
On everything I love.
What kind of website, you know what, T, you telling on yourself?
No, he was on his own webcam. He was on his webcam.
On Yahoo?
On Yahoo? So if I would have went to yahoo.com, I could find him, T.
But I spoil everything I love. This man, and the first couple of times I've seen it, the first time I ain't believe
you know
it was
what?
Real.
I can't. See, you giving yourself away. I'm going to help y'all.
No, I'm not.
The first couple of times that I seen it. So that meant that you seen it more than one time.
I seen it about three or four times, and after
that
I was like,
so many levels.
Well, we have Sons and Divas. Where there's one, there's two. The Lonely Hearts Club. They always get a three. Oh, you want a
Where there's one,
there's
two.
The Lonely Hearts Club.
And you're talking about Say Sax.
Listen, I told you he wasn't far behind, didn't I, y'all?
Man on
How
man.
How are you doing today, Kenny?
I hear you girls talking about man on man.
We're talking about a lot of things tonight.
I know. About that kissing. Woo-hoo. Boy. But I don't like kissing men. I like kissing girls. Women. I kiss a woman that would start off on a Friday and end on a Sunday. I love kissing women.
You're doing a lot of kissing, homie.
That's right. And hey, listen,
did you
about
hear
that
the topic,
closing that
Kenny?
Eyes. Yeah.
You did hear them?
What's up?
Did you hear the topics?
I know it has to do with keeping your eyes closed when you're kissing a woman. When you're kissing, right? And with me, I like to focus and have my eyes closed and just focus on the moment, because it's a very sensual moment with the French kissing, you know, not just lips, you know, the French kissing. And I like to focus. And also, if I lose my focus, I start thinking about Halle Berry. And I get more into it, you know, because I know that ain't Halle Berry that I'm kissing. You know, when I open my eyes, I'm not going to see Halle Berry. But if I close them, yeah, man, I'm kissing Halle Berry. And boy, do I get in it.
Wow.
That's why it lasts 3 days. A soft, slow kiss that will last three days.
So,
okay.
Kenny, have you ever had a woman to make love to you so good that you cry?
Hold on. Before you answer that, we're going to bring on Kia. She's been holding. Kia, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Good evening.
Hey, Kia. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
Good. Did you hear the topic?
No. I just heard you ask.
Okay, I'm gonna read them to you, and then we're gonna let Kenny finish, you know, answering here. The first topic was when kissing your mate. Why do people kiss their eyes?
When
you have
an echo.
Hello. Yeah, I hear an echo too.
You said when kissing your mate.
Yeah, why do people have their, why do they kiss with their eyes closed?
I guess to each his own. Well, no. I mean, unless you want to make sure, have your eyes open, make sure he ain't doing nothing. I mean, I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, why would you have, what would you have your eyes open just to see if he, see if his eyes is open? What did you open your eyes
and
he opened his eyes?
It was just, you know, a question, you know, like, I mean, most people that I know well that I've kissed before, you know, my eyes was closed. You know, and a couple of answers were, you know, by being passionate, a moment of passion.
So my eyes are closed. I don't think I ever had my own.
Well, if you ever open up your eyes, he's probably reading a book. He's probably reading Playboy or something in his hand. You know,
that's the only reason you open your eyes just to see what he's doing. That's probably the only thing you open your eyes for.
And his eyes will be, I don't know, open, closed. Mine will be closed.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Kenny. And Kia, you can answer the question as well. So, Kenny, have you ever had love made to you so good that you cry?
That I cried?
Yes.
No.
No,
I never had. I cried when, of course, my loved one died, you know, but not by making love that I cried. No, I never have.
Have you ever made a woman cry? You made it so good to her?
All the time.
No, I can't. Listen to you. This is a buried brother, buried love all the time over there. And hey, listen, you know, we're supposed to be truthful here, bro. You
yeah.
know?
Hey,
we're not supposed to be lying.
He told the truth. He answered it.
Okay. All right, Barry. I believe you, bro. I believe you. Uh-oh, there's
Ken,
tension going on
you?
In the Lonely Hearts Club. Ben. You know? Okay. No, I never have.
Okay. How about you, Kia?
Have I cried?
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried once.
Okay. So, hey, there it is. Yep. Okay. The next question was, is there such thing as safe sex?
Yes, there is. You ready? It's called Bubble Boy.
What the hell is that?
Bubble Boy? Not having any. Not coming out of your bubble. You just don't have any. You ever seen that movie, Bubble Boy?
No.
He's in a bubble. He lives his life in a bubble. And he steps outside, he's going to die because of the air.
Yeah, that's the same after
you know,
being
you
a
can't,
cave,
there's
none
no
at
such
all.
Thing. Yeah, there's none at all. I mean, same sex is since the beginning of time when disease came in, you know. And that's when AIDS came in, you know. No, there's no such thing because you don't know where your partners, you know, before you guys got together, you know, where they've been, who they've
that's
been
true.
With. And that other partner from then on, it just goes on
right.
and on, thousands and thousands, you know. And no, there's no such thing. As the only thing is not having sex.
Right.
And that would be a Catholic priest. You know,
you ain't gonna tell me they probably get some too. None
yeah, for the little boy.
No, they go,
have
they go for boys.
Upon a time.
From the little boys, probably.
Yeah, they have a messed up.
Barry, stop! Come
it's
on,
true,
Barry.
Right? It's coming
it
out.
It is true, but stop.
It's true. It's always
Kia,
in
you
the
say?
News. Okay, what's the
Kia?
Other one?
I think there is.
Let me get her answer.
I think there is. You just don't. I mean, you know, I agree with how he said it, but I've seen that movie. But, yeah. There is.
Like you're not getting any at all?
Yeah. I mean, that's only the safest way you're going to go.
Right.
I have another
one. Okay, well, Lavina got one for y'all. Are you still on, Lavina? Well, Lavina asked a question. What would you do if you came in and seen your mate with the same sex?
With what?
You walked in on him?
They in the bed, yes.
Okay,
they in the
I'm
bed.
Here. I'm
you
here,
know.
Sorry. I'm here,
okay,
sorry about
there
that.
There she
thing.
Is. That's okay. You can ask him.
Now, what is I walk in and my woman's having sex in my bedroom, in my bed, with another woman?
Yeah.
Is it my birthday? Is it Holly Berry? I mean, yee-haw! Menage a trois, you know? That's almost every man's dream, you know?
Yeah, well,
two
okay,
women,
what would
you
do, you
know,
like Lavina threw it in there to Barry, what would you do if she was in there with another man?
Another man? Oh, well.
Yeah.
They better run, you know. Both of them, because they're going to be, they better run because I'm going to shoot them in the backside.
Well, don't you think that's a double standard, though? Don't you think that's a double standard?
Yeah, sure it is double standard. Now, but a guy's dream fantasy, mostly every guy's fantasy, is a menage a trois. And you talk about safe sex, then he's sitting there watching and pleasuring himself. That's safe sex, you know.
See, I would think that even though that you know is let's just go back to it being the same sex, meaning it being two women, I think that even though you come home and you see your wife with two women, what happens if you didn't even know that she was bisexual? Or you don't know anything about the female. You just be happy and join in? Like,
yeah,
we forget that there was a lie?
Like I said, it's my birthday.
Okay. All right.
Kia, what would
you
do?
But usually if it is your mate, you're married and everything, you already know these facts.
Yeah, but see, you're not
A guy will know if his wife has the hots for another girl. He can see
I don't think so.
Oh, yes.
Not all the time.
Oh, yes.
I'm with you on that, Lavina.
I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, that's right. This is where the guys and the girls, you know, go have this little complex thing. I'm on your side, women. Hey, Barry, what do you think there, bro? Are you going to keep quiet out of this?
What? I'm listening.
I
think that the guy might be able to say, oh, okay, maybe, or maybe she just, you know, she's comfortable and she thinks that this person is cute. But I don't think that you would ever know if a female was attracted to another female unless she showed you interest. She gave you reason to believe that she was.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you wouldn't. Because the way me and my friend is, the way we dance, the way we talk, when we laugh, you would think that we're in a relationship, but we're not.
Right.
Yeah, well,
you would think that we are, but we're not. Did you call me
Miss Polite? That's that trust thing from the beginning.
Yeah, he called you Miss Polite.
I did. Oh, I did. I like that, Miss Polite.
And
it all goes with the trust in a relationship. You know, you have to be very open. To have a relationship now, I mean, all lies, all darkness, all lies are going to be brought to light, no matter what, no matter how many years that you're married. It's going to be brought to light if she likes other women. You know, it is going to be brought to light eventually, you know, and that's when you walk in and catch them, you know, hey, it's brought to light. But it starts with that trust. At the beginning of your, it's trusting, you know, and mm-hmm. have an open relationship to knowing what your mate loves, you know, and if she mm-hmm. loves other women, you know, she's going to let you know. She should be honest. Trust.
And you think that every man's fantasy to be and have two women at the same time?
Well, I think a lot of us, yeah.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, okay. It is.
Well, you guys are educating us a little bit.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. A woman can satisfy a woman better than a man can.
That's what they say, but not me.
Oh my God.
No, I'm serious.
Oh,
I mean,
I will stay with my man.
I need to get this across. We're going to bring this person on, and I'm going to say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey,
my Diva Squad, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, I had to breeze by for a minute. You know, I mean, she got me a little
turked
up right now.
Oh,
I was just saying,
I've seen that bottle.
Thank you so much.
Energy, before you say anything, we're going to bring on our CEO, Rich Money, and then we'll go on ahead. Rich Money, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Rich Money.
Hey, Rich.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, welcome.
Oh, see, we were outnumbered.
I'm hearing y'all.
What's
up? I think so. I'm like, okay.
It's getting hot, ain't it, Rich?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes, it is.
Angie, are you enjoying
your
birthday? Angie, are you enjoying your birthday?
Am I? They really outdid themselves for me today. And, you know, I'm really enjoying myself right now.
I can hear it in your voice, girl. I can hear it in your voice.
I'm celebrating my 25th birthday. My 25th birthday. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So,
Enjoy yourself,
in the back.
Girl.
Y'all say happy birthday real quick.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Turn up, people. Turn up.
Yeah, I heard her.
Look out, she's going to cry. That's too much. She's going to cry.
No, I ain't going to cry. In the morning when I roll over, I might be when I got to get up to go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
You hear him singing?
Okay. Okay.
Ow.
Okay.
That's the black version for y'all.
Yeah. Y'all hear them? They turned out right now.
Angie, you enjoy the rest of your birthday. We love you.
I will. I love you guys. Thank you so much. And I will holler at you, ladies and dons. And all that rich money, Lavina, everybody. I'm going to holler at y'all soon.
All right. Later.
Later.
Have fun.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good night, y'all. Y'all keep it civil on the palace.
Always. Always.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Back to where we were. Okay. Lavina, you was talking.
No, I was just saying that, can you hear me? I was just saying that he was, that Kenny was educating us. he was educating us tonight a little bit. So I thank you for the education lesson 101.
I would like to hear what our, I was just going to say that. I'd like to hear what our CEO said, because when he told me to put him on, he said, y'all talking about some interesting topics. Yeah, I got to get on. I can't miss this.
Rich, did you hear the topics from the beginning?
I heard the eyes closed.
Well, why do you think people, why do you kiss your mate? Do you close your eyes when you kiss your mate?
Oh, yeah. You get more into it when you got the eyes closed.
Amen.
Hoo-hoo.
You get that sexual feeling, you know, more caressions and everything.
There you go.
Snap.
A real man will bring a female closer when they kiss her, you know. And the tongue movement is like a different snake in a mouth. You understand?
Like a roller coaster.
You be tongue twerking.
Tongue twerking, I like that.
Oh my! I like that one myself. What the hell is that?
That's tongue twerking.
That's gotta be Kenny.
Okay, Rich Money, is there such thing as safe sex?
Safe sex? No, there's no such thing as safe sex. Even with a condom, just taking a chance.
True.
Especially if you get it from the other person, because you don't know what they did with it. So safe sex means no sex.
Okay. Amen. All right. Now, I gotta go back, because it was a topic in between and betwixt there. Have you ever had, or have you ever made love to your woman, wife, fiance, so good that she cried or you cried?
Oh. Now it depends on what you mean by
not to make them hurt, but just that moment that it was just so good.
Okay, yeah,
it was so good to you.
It was a situation where a female cried, and it was a situation where I also not cried, but like, you know, oh, it feels good, such and such.
Hey, it's not the same
Lavina
thing.
Wait, no, I ain't say that every day.
Hey, it's not the same. Ha 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 ha.
Oh my God.
It depends on what you mean by crying. Now, if you got the man that's not tears flowing, but, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you know, the
like,
man,
you know,
if,
like,
I would say, would
crying.
Be different from the woman anyway,
mean,
where he would just
like,
be into it like, oh,
did
my God.
Did you say sweat crying?
Oh,
yeah,
wait, did you say sweat crying? Yeah, you know, like everybody say wine, like keep sweat and everything. Yeah, you know, that happens.
That is like so whack.
Because
like,
you know what, a lot of people think that all females things is totally different. That's
true.
Why people used to be like, back in the day, people used to be like, oh, it's all the same. It's not all the same.
No, it's not.
all of it is different. But
there's some golden in it.
Right, we're not talking about the
1954
years, okay, y'all?
Watch your math. You go to 1954,
64, 74, 84,
94, 104. It's
not the same thing. If everybody is different, and it is not, no, come on now. When you guys were younger, and you guys didn't even know what to do whatsoever, okay?
Excuse
like,
me?
Come on.
When we were younger, what?
Yeah. Y'all didn't even know what
we
to
were
do.
Younger, we knew exactly what we were doing. I said you
oh,
had
stop,
some people back in the day.
Stop kidding yourself. Oh, my God. So you came out the womb already experienced? No.
Oh,
you had to fumble a couple times first. Come on. Let's be real.
Oh, it's all about
huh?
You're talking in general.
What, you thought I was talking about you?
Yeah. Who are you talking about over there? Who are you talking about?
Bitch, man, you put your foot in it. You got to get your foot out of it.
First of all, no, like I
come on, Rich, get that foot out.
You want me to keep it real with you? I first had sex, believe it or not. I could get you proof and everything. I was 8 years old.
Oh, my God, no.
I didn't
oh
know
God.
What I was doing.
Oh, God.
I did not know what I was doing. I even think I had this conversation before. Even my man called. I believe Ken was on the line, too. When I had my man die, he told y'all the story, too. Because he came in
oh
and he busted. That's how long I knew my man died.
What?
You, know,
you
know,
ain't know what
you
was doing at no 8 years old. You was just experimenting.
No, that's what I said. I didn't know what I was doing. You understand?
You know,
I didn't know what I was doing.
What was you doing?
It was just
how was she?
It came out, but... Huh?
How old was she, Rick?
I'm serious. Huh? She was 13.
How old was the girl?
She was 13.
We talking about mileage on the Johnsons now. Come on, guys. What's the next topic? Mileage on the Johnsons.
No. You asked Rich Money the same thing you asked everybody else.
All jokes aside, that's my word to my kids. I'm very serious. All jokes aside.
Oh, God.
Okay. But I didn't know what I was doing. Ain't nothing come out of anything.
No.
It was just, you know, hey.
You was curious.
Yeah, you know,
you was dropping.
Okay. So,
exactly. You know, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was 8 years old. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't talk about it. Hey, I'm just going with the flow, you know.
Did
can
you
I say
have
something?
Fun? Go ahead.
Rich, I was about 89 too, but you know what? It's with. I ain't in it now. Let me go. Sometimes girls are older and they're curious, so they mess with a younger boy.
You guys are killing me. The same thing happened to me. I didn't know what I was doing. I knew what she was. It was an experiment and whatever.
Everybody's curious even when you're younger. You don't might not know what you're doing, but it happened.
Why are you talking about mileage on that? Can I keep that to yourself?
Okay, all right. Like a rabbit. That's all.
That's too much information. Y'all talking about the mileage that y'all have on y'all Johnson.
Yeah, and now they dumb, but they like a rabbit, just jumping in holes and stuff.
And nothing's coming out. Okay.
Not even no dust. I said they was dry humping. Man.
Right,
Lavina, ask Rich Money what you about coming home.
Yeah, okay, so rich money. Okay, yeah. But the question is, what would you do if you came home and your mate was in the bed with the same sex?
My mate is somebody I'm with.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, let's be more specific now. Is this a girlfriend?
A woman.
This is a person that you with, whether it's your girlfriend,
girlfriend,
wife, fiance, it doesn't
your
matter.
Wife.
Okay. First of all, if it's somebody I just met or whatever, I don't care. But if it's somebody I'm in love with, it's a problem. Whether it's a male or a female, it's a problem.
I know that's
so,
right.
So, because I don't put my heart into this whole thing. So for me to come home and see you with another female, I'm slapping you, I'm slapping her, and...
But you're going to go to jail.
So DQ Palace does not condone domestic violence.
Well, you know what? I won't slap him.
He didn't say where he was slapping.
I'll punch him on top of the head where it won't be no bruising. I'll punch him
on
top of the head.
Oh, Lord,
there
he go hit on top of the head. And you sure ain't going to see no bruises there.
Hey,
it's somebody I'm in love with, deeply in love with and everything,
yes.
It's a problem. It's no
exactly.
Fantasizing or anything like that. Because that
is
same
Kia still here?
With,
I'm still here.
That same person
Kia,
that she's
Kia,
with,
Kia, do you hear this?
Could be that
hear
same
this
person
yeah, I'm
that
here.
Leave you with.
Hey, but I got to go.
Okay, Kitty.
Thank you.
Okay, well, hey, Diva Squad, Miss Polite, Rich Money, Barry, you guys have a good one. I got to get to work.
What did Kenny say about that?
Kenny said he was going to join in.
Oh, damn. Oh, okay.
Larry, his phone and take
you should have known. I was waiting for that. And that slapping thing, I know where that slapping's going to be on that backside. You're gonna join in all right there, bud.
Not if it was somebody I'm planning on living.
Okay, okay. You want me to prove you wrong? If she was in the bed, Rich,
uh-huh.
if your mate, the one that you love, mm-hmm. was at, uh-huh. you walk in there, and there was Holly Berry having sex with your woman. What are you gonna do?
It could be Beyonce having sex with my woman. That's
or
my
Beyonce.
I know that's right, Rich.
But what you got to realize is, this is what you got to realize. Even if you decide to do that, that person that she's having sex with ain't going to be with you. She might leave you to go with that person. Then what?
There you go. But no problem.
Well, hey, Barry even said it that a woman knows how to please another woman better than a man. We lost out already.
Some women do because a woman knows a woman's body. So
that's true.
Yeah, because I experienced that. I watched that and I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
That's true. A woman knows another woman's body better
than
a man.
They know the right spots and everything. And then plus a man, he can only go for so long. A woman can just keep going.
Well, the hell ain't going to keep going on me. I'm done.
Hey, what are they? The energized bunny over here?
No,
they
I mean,
got
it was,
some
it's true.
Kind of battery that keeps on running? We do too. We have Viagra.
Anywho,
you know what?
it keeps on running and running and running.
Woo hoo! What show
is
put
what?
On that?
I just heard the topic and it was juicy, so I'm gonna get back to doing what I was doing. I'm enjoy the rest
Thank
of the show.
Thank you, Rich Buddy, for coming on.
Hey, Rich.
Thank you.
Later. Hey, Diva Squad, Barry, love you guys.
I'm a all right, brother.
All right, Kitty, take care.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Kia.
Yes?
I don't think you got a chance to answer that, and I'm sorry that, you know, I went over you, but what would you do if you came home and your man was in the bed with another man?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know that's not going to happen to me. That won't ever happen. I won't even deal with that. That won't happen. I'm sorry. I'm gonna put up with that.
Never say never.
I'm saying, and I'm gonna be first to say never. That will never happen.
I'm going to be the first one to say never. That will never happen.
That's why you
that
think
will never
happen.
I'm trying to stay out of jail, so that won't happen. That's why I said never. It will never happen. It will never happen. It won't happen to females like me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to stay out of jail. It won't happen.
Well, hell, we don't want to go to jail either, but it could happen.
Right.
To
but it's not going to happen. If you're not going to, it's just not going to happen to a certain set of females. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. I may be, you know, overstating it or whatever, but it's not going to happen to me. I'm sorry.
Well, what if you walked in and he was having sex with another woman?
I won't walk in like that. Because I will go to jail, Rachel. That's why I said I won't walk in. That's why I know it won't be me.
No, can't happen. Can't happen, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I know it won't happen. Because I'm trying to prevent myself from going to jail.
You're trying to go to heaven, not to jail.
Right. So I know it won't happen. See, you know what? That stuff right there, that takes a lot of prayer because that won't happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to jail, guys, if that happens. I'm going to jail.
I said the same thing.
Uh-huh. I'm going to jail. That's why I say it won't happen.
It's definitely something like that will definitely tear you apart. You hear me? It will tear you apart. It will have you thinking, you know, all sorts of crazy things.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. I can't even fathom or imagine that. That's why I said
I don't want to imagine it, but like again,
that's why
like
I said.
I've experienced. You never, ever know. Yeah. And, you know, people have hidden agendas now.
Yeah, you can't predict what
them
stuff
little,
is going
to
No,
them,
can't.
Them little closet secrets and stuff.
It happened.
Well,
it happened. I thought that stuff only happened on TV, Maury Povich, and, you know, just Fantasy Land or La La Land. No, until it happened to me. And then, and that's a rude awakening. That's a wake-up call that no one ever
wants. That's true.
I would not wish any of that on my worst enemy, all jokes aside. It will tear you apart. You have to be a strong person. But if you're not, it's going to make you weak or make you strong.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
What if it wasn't a person? What if that man had a toy? Would that be the same thing as a man being there? Oh, I mean, because there's still obviously some hidden genders there.
Well, that too will tear you apart. That too will tear you apart because
exactly.
In my experience, that happened to me too. You have to I did a double take. Like look away, look again, and what the? Okay. Should I confront this person? How do I confront this person? Okay, it's right here in front of my face. Do I confront it now? Do I confront it later? You know, it's all sorts of things. Okay, I'm afraid to confront because this person got caught, so this person might be a raging animal and want to kick my butt. So you're going through all these emotions and just don't know what to do. Do you call the cops and say, look, we're going to need some backup here? Yeah, something. But wow.
I mean, you know, you have to look at it in all kind of different angles because, you know, I guess I'm just, maybe it's just me, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
I never, ever say never. You know, it's just that. Yes, I would never want it to happen to me, but I would never, ever say that it won't or it can't happen to me because it very well could.
I'm like,
I would hope and pray that it never happened, you know, because I've been with that person for years.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to be the odd person because I'm going to say it will never happen to me.
And I'm like Kia.
That won't happen to me. I'm sorry.
I've always said that. At a young age, in my teenage years, in my young 20s, mid-20s, later 20s, and I'm not ashamed to say I'm 41 now. I've always been that type person. Oh, this is not going to happen to me. That can't happen to me. This, and every single thing that I have said that would not happen to me has happened to me. God has definitely created a strong person in me because all
there
of
you go.
All of these things that I have gone through in life, in this, in just my marriage and my past relationships, and I've only had a few relationships. I was in my marriage for 20-something years. However, all of the abuse and trash and crazy things that I've gone through, I'm so grateful that I don't have AIDS. I'm so grateful that I have not crumbled and cracked and fell victim to a lot of all of, you know, a lot of the things that I could have fallen victim to. I'm so glad that I've overcome depression and you know, all of these things, the race of relationship addiction and all of these things that have been placed in front of me. I'm so grateful that I've gotten through. Because I've definitely gone through. I can write a book, and I definitely will.
And Rachel, and I commend you because a lot of females will not have the chance and be able to tell your story of what you're talking about. But I have always, it's just me. I have always been a prepared person. I have. If you knew people, my family, people, they would tell you, I'm not shy about nothing. I will let him know. You know what I'm saying? This is something because I'm not going to walk into something. I'm just not. I'm totally different. My mother's way, I've just been here over and over. I'm saying something. You're going to know. I'm big about communicating. You're going to know what my feelings and what I like and I don't like. You know what I'm saying? But, Rachel, I do commend you because a lot of people would have lost their mind.
Oh yeah.
You talk about depression.
Of course.
You talking about just stay step out of here. And when they say, and I always hear the senior members of people talk about, I thank God for my right mind.
Your mind
can go that quick behind something like with you, because I always hear my pastor talk about how people lose their minds over the little stuff that we're worrying about.
The things we can't change.
Right.
Yeah.
But I have always been that type of person that has always, I'm saying something. It's just like, you know, he's already going to know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not shy about nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think. A bunch of things that hurt me in my marriage, I was not shy. However, I had an abusive husband. And I also had low self-esteem with that of mine, with that tongue of mine. I also had those self-esteem, so there were those manipulative times where he made me think, okay, woman, it's your fault that I did this, or you need to do this, or So, and I was addicted to him. I was in that relationship addiction. So there are so many factors that played a role in this, you know, and it was such a roller coaster. You know, normally in life, in relationships, marriage, you go on these roller coasters. However, this was to the extent. I can tell you there were so many times I didn't know whether I was coming or going, but I thank God that my mother instilled a strong belief in God in me, and she, you know, I got my strong view from her because I definitely was a fighter and came out strong. And my children, I'm also grateful for my 20-year-old and my 13-year-old. They have also been major factors in my life being saved. So I'm so grateful that I've overcome all these adversities and become victorious. Anyway,
stay strong, Diva. I mean, from just listening to you, you've been through the mill and back, but you always kept your head up and continue to do that.
Thank you. And with that being said,
I think we have. We've actually went over the little hour of our show, but we do have Diva Mail, and we're going to go, and either we're just going to go to a song, or you can get right into it. It's up to the switchboard.
Okay.
Which way they want to turn it. You know, we can just get into it, or if they want to go to a song, we can take that little break and go to a song.
All righty.
Work it out. Work it out, switchboard operator.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Woohoo! Drop that bomb. I guess dropping the bomb, you can get right
into
it, Rachel.
We have now entered the portion of guests. We've entered the portion of our show where we throw a little twist. We throw twists all through the show, but the second hour of the show, we try to do diva mail or finish this phrase. Tonight, I do have a diva mail, and I am going to read it now. Okay, dear divas, I am an older female, 48 years old to be exact. I recently exited a relationship at the same time I entered another one and ended up with an STD. I don't know if it was from the ex or the new one. How do I approach them, or do I even say anything? Please help. Oh, my.
Wow.
Okay.
First off, the little trifling ratchet heifer. Should have got out of one before she jumped into another one.
Yes, yes.
So, therefore, you don't know who to go to or how to go to them because you don't know if you gave it to them or they gave it to you or which one gave it to you. She
exactly.
should have gotten out of the relationship. So, with that being said, honey, the only thing I can tell you is go to the clinic, get yourself treated, and leave both of them alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, because you playing with people's feelings, and you know, what if you go to the ex and be like, you know, you gave me something, or you go to the new one and say you gave me something, and guess what? Neither one of them might not have it, and it might be just you.
Exactly. But. Is that possible where it just comes out of nowhere, where you just create the, you know,
no, man,
the
not no STDs. Yeah, a yeast infection, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But as far as them things like, them, listen, I said them things like chlamydia, what's the other thing? Chlamydia, crabs, or I don't know what.
So you put your rock in.
Hey, listen, if you ain't just got a yeast infection, no, you got the, no, whatever, and you had to get that doing, you know, a sexual act.
Yeah, of course.
You're not just going to get those other things, you know, through, I mean, you know, I'm sure every man and woman have had, like, yeast infections, because I'm going to be honest with you, if I don't eat yogurt and take an antibiotic, I will get a yeast infection.
Okay,
that's
too much information. That is too much information.
I'm just saying. But with these other diseases, you've got to have it transmitted.
Rachel, yes. can you repeat the question again? I'm sorry. I got lost. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dear divas, I am an older female, 48 years old. I recently exited a relationship at the same time I entered a new one and ended up with an STD. I don't know if it was from the ex or the new one. How do I approach them, or do I even say anything?
You gotta tell both of them. You gotta tell both of them. You gotta go to both of them, because if I heard you correctly, you said that she exited, meaning she left the relationship. She started a new relationship. It wasn't like she was double dipping at the same time. So, therefore, to me, she has to tell both of them. One of them is nasty and trifling, and she's nasty and trifling too, because what happened to the protection?
Exactly.
Right. But then again, if you think about it, she could have had something and didn't even know, because you were mentioning yeast infections, but a lot of the other STDs, you can have them and you won't even know that you have them.
Yes.
Oh, wow. And that's when they turn into something different and something bigger, because it's not treated. So therefore, I think that nasty is as nasty does.
and she should tell or both of them that, listen, I got this. I went and I got checked. And because if she go and she get checked and she knows she have it, she get treated, and then she goes back and she decides she want to be with a current
boyfriend.
She going
to get it again.
And, and he has it, you know, because now she's been transferred it to him. And you know it takes a man extremely a long time to find out if he has something or not. So, therefore, that's the whole thing, like, that's reoccurring over and over and over again. So she has to tell them. She has to tell both of them.
Yes. Right. Especially if she's going to, you know, because who's to say, is she going to keep dealing with the ex as well?
This is what I don't understand.
But you don't need to bring it into the new either.
I'm sorry.
Right, this is what like you say, Lavina, you don't know which one you really got it from.
But she too
old. What I don't understand.
Years old. Where the condom at? She's 48.
Right.
Really? Really, dude?
Right.
You're 48.
Right.
That's true.
Did she ask what she's supposed to ask to find out who gave it to her?
Yeah. But she want to know who do she approach.
Right.
And I agree with Lavina.
That's common sense.
So she raw dogging regardless with the new one and the old one.
That's terrible.
So honey, it ain't no telling what you might have.
You call both of them at the same time or have them both meet you somewhere at the same time to ask them that question.
At the clinic. You just better meet at the clinic.
That's how you gonna know which one is lying.
Some of
them
might need
lying
to commit upside.
Did she actually say, should she tell the fucker? You know what?
But you know what? See, my thing is that, one, all right, I'm going to take it a step further. She's 48 years old. She's old enough to know better, one.
Yes,
so
true.
What type
yes
of, now, it, of course, I'm reaching because it doesn't say if she has kids or not. So what type of parenting skills are you going to show your children because you're not even practicing safe sex?
Right.
You
that's
out
true,
here
Lavina
acting all willy-nilly as if STDs don't exist, you know. They're lies and well. You got to be careful. I have to pray for her.
I agree with you. I agree 100% with you, Lavina.
Tell her she needs to pick up the Bible.
For the simple
keep her legs closed.
Go ahead.
I said tell her she needs to pick up the Bible and keep her legs closed.
Honey, no, she need that pee or no ass at all. Because she showed it practice safe sex on that.
Not at all. She knew that from.
You
not
know, because my thing is, obviously, you had to be doing both of them at the same time or around the same time if you wonder who you got it from. So you walked out of one relationship and dipped into another one, or you were still doing the ex and then was with the new. So you had to be doing both of them if you're wondering where it came from. But like Lavina said, which is a great point, where was your condoms? Where was your protection?
Where was your safe sex? Yes.
You was raw dogging. You had to be.
Yep. Nasty.
Wow.
All right.
Just
so
tell that helper she nasty.
Okay, can I ask a question? All right, I'm sorry. Here I come with all my questions tonight, right? Okay. So I was about to post up in the forum, right? And I look online and I see this, I'm a big girl too. All right, I see this big girl, okay? She's huge. Now, she's literally bent over holding, like touching the wall, and she got on like a bathing suit. When I tell you, this chick got to be like 300 pounds.
OMG.
Okay. Ow. So my question is, one, what's going on with society that these people are putting up half-naked pictures on our social media? What type of stuff, what are we doing to ourselves? As women,
trifling, nasty, and just ignorant.
But my thing is I'll tell anybody, like, okay, if she's pretty, I'll say she's pretty. This girl looks disgusting.
Ew.
She got so much cellulite dimples in her booty. Her butt is like double the size of K. Michelle. Really.
Wow.
But I'm a reach. She got 91 likes on this picture.
What?
Yes.
Put it in our inbox so I can see it.
Please.
She got 91.
You know what, Lavina? I would say, just like you said, nasty is as nasty does. It's a trifling. Ooh, I almost said something I ain't had no business saying. But the person, to me, the person that's liking it just as trifling as they are. You know, but you're only making yourself look bad at the end of the day.
No, but
you know, my thing is,
you're good looking. The guy said, you sure are good looking. Oh, that's really fat. Are you kidding?
They just, you know what? And they could be feeling sorry for. But my thing is, I don't care how pretty you are. You know, my thing is, if you a certain size, it's certain things, and a certain, wait a minute, I'm going to say, a certain size, a certain age, I don't care what shape you have, it's just certain things that I feel as a woman that you should not indulge in. I wouldn't care if I was a Beyonce size. I still, with my age, shouldn't be wearing Daisy Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be wearing stuff that everybody can see what I ate for breakfast. Honestly, young people, give a man something to imagine. You know, give him something for his imagination. Don't let him see everything that you got.
I'm just in awe right now of like, oh my God,
sure.
like what is this world going, like what is it coming to that like we have to like really exploit ourselves like that? Like,
really?
It's
what's
different.
What?
Like are you a model? Like are you getting paid for this picture you're putting on Facebook? Because you just made me want to vomit my food that I just ate. Like,
I do too, as I look at it.
I put it up there.
Oh my gosh, for real though.
That's
not cute.
You know what? I wish you guys could see this, and I'm hoping and praying that she don't have children. You know, because what
true.
Example are you setting?
Ooh,
like really? What example are you
gross.
Really setting of your children?
Let me look. I need to delete this before my damn. My computer already messed up. My phone gonna be in the My phone might get a virus from this mess.
I'm just saying, like, what are we? And the reason I said women is because I feel like, okay, you're kind of she's setting a standard for certain people,
yes, right.
As if okay, this is okay to do this. This is not okay to do this at all. Like,
no.
Then let's just say you got 4,000 friends on your page. How many of them are really legal, for one? What example
true.
Are you setting for these young people that's looking at these pictures?
That's true.
Really? Oh, you should be 18 or older to look at my gross cellulite booty? Really?
I mean, you know, like you say, when you look at the picture, it's not attractive at all.
Mm-mm.
You know, so are you just trying to build this woman's ego up? And if you are, you're dead wrong, or you just as trifling as she is, just to even hit like.
Right.
You should see.
Because I don't see no beauty in the booty.
Okay.
But I'm
gonna ask the guys, Rich Money and Barry and Kenny, if you're there still. What would you do? You guys think stuff like this is okay? You think it's attractive? How do you feel about this? And then if you have daughters, what's your feedback on that? I'm curious.
I think it's sad, and it's sad and ignorant because people have no respect for one another now, and it's a trend, just like with all these reality shows. Like, you know, it's just nothing but garbage and just, like, ignorant stupidity, and they're getting paid for it. I'm not saying she's getting paid for it, but it's like everything's so watered down, and, you know, I know this is not Spiritual Sunday, but everything's moving away from morals and God, and there's no more, like, respect. I mean, kids don't respect their parents. I mean, even I grew up in a you know, with the like real bad gangs, but they always respected somebody's mom. You know, now they, you know, the kids don't respect their mother or nobody. So I mean, it's a really lack of respect, and it's worse for the people that's liking it, because somebody should tell her, you know, you should not be doing that. But if somebody's
right.
gonna like all that stuff, I mean, she's encouraged. So sad. It's sad. It's really
right,
sad.
Right. And she's thinking that she's really doing
yeah, she thinks
something
she's real hot stuff.
Doing
she's doing
you,
something.
She get these likes.
Right.
Man, the way these
honey boo boo stuff and all that kind of crap. All this stuff is bad, man. It's really bad.
And,
all these shows.
And all the comments are sexual. All of them are sexual.
Yeah.
Of course.
There's not one comment.
And she probably is grinning like, oh, they like this. You know what? Actually, they're clowning you.
That's what
they
doing.
A lot of them are probably clowning her at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she's thinking that they really enjoying this. But I'm telling you, from what I see, there's no way in the world. I wouldn't care if I was a stripper. Well, if being that size, I wouldn't even think about being a stripper. Because she looks very nasty, trifling, and uncouth.
I'm just saying, oh, I'm going to have to pray for her tonight.
Yeah, we all need to, honestly.
I really mean, seriously.
Because it's not
a
cute,
things,
it's not
but...
good. You know, when she got the thongs up between her butt, and like you say, you see cellulite from a dog on her head to toe.
But it's not even a professional picture, as if she's modeling for a bathing suit. That's the point that I'm making. Like, it's not like it's like one of those magazines where, like, they're modeling with the swimsuits on. It's nothing like that. It's literally a bathing suit that clearly couldn't fit her butt. Well, maybe it's a thong. I don't know. It's kind of huge. But
honey, there's no way this is
professional.
Ooh,
like,
almost said it's
not like,
you ain't had no business saying again.
It's definitely not
a huge
thong at all, you know, with, like, they cover up, like, your blemishes and stuff like that. It's none of that. It's literally a back shot bent over.
And was that a fur coat she had on?
I don't know what it is. I'm just like, wow.
I'm telling you, it's trifling.
I feel bad.
My computer was up and running because I showed put it in the forum.
But see, I feel bad. I feel like, wow, like, was this something that, like, someone should encourage her to do the right thing? Because all these guys on here, they're saying some inappropriate stuff. Oh, my God.
And
so
she loving it, right?
Yes. I don't think I've seen so much laughing my ass off in my life.
Wow. Like I said, I don't care what age or what size you are. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, you feel the way I feel.
I mean, have some
respect.
Call self-respect, number one.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to delete her as a friend. This is just too ratchet for me.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, you want to see a person doing good, but come on now.
Okay.
That right
Big
there?
Big blank booty lovers, for less than a dollar a day, you can get all the access to 10 big booty sites. Are you kidding me? Yeah, she's
wow.
What
was it?
You got to go.
What'd she say?
No, it says big booty lovers. For less than a dollar a day, you can get all the access to all 10 big booty sites.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Is she trifling?
Wow. I can't. You know
She's
what?
She's a nasty
I guess it's,
trick.
I wouldn't want that
on my page either, Lorena, honestly. You know, and somebody like that, because she's getting the likes. And everybody's saying all these sexual gestures to her. She thinks she really got it going on.
Yeah.
So if you was to go even into her inbox and be like, sweetheart, look, this is not cute. These people are really clowning you instead of, you know, really liking what you're doing. They're clowning you.
Look, I'm going
to
tell
you. She'd be ready to go off on you.
Look, my one opinion to the 92 likes that she got means absolutely nothing. It's so irrelevant.
Right.
I have to pray for her. I'm going to pray for you, boo. I'm going to pray for you. Lord knows. Oh, my God, I can't. I'm going to pray for
it's
you.
Sad. It's
sad. Really
oh
sad.
God.
Praying for who?
But like you say, hopefully she don't have any children.
The half-naked lady that's on Facebook, they got 92 likes, and she kind of got a butt-like best
for
feature.
For a trifling picture, Kia.
You know what, guys? Everybody always asks me, Kia, why are you on Facebook? Because I'm really not on Facebook. I'm on
If you got a book club or a sports thing, that's all I'm in. Nothing else. I don't care about nothing else. I didn't see that. I got to see that thing. I'm just going to be looking at all that stuff. I think that's
but wait a minute.
No, you know what you do? It depends on the people that you have as friends, because, like...
I don't have those kind of people.
If you look at her profile picture, it's nothing like what she's, you know, what
okay.
she's showing on her page. So therefore,
wow.
you wouldn't have
okay.
known. Like, you would just think, okay, well, you know, GQ Pals is a business. We're gonna do networking or something like that. But for you to literally,
mm-hmm.
when you click on the page and go on it, you gotta scroll down her page. And honestly, I don't got time for that. But when you have friends and you go to your news feed. When you go to your news feed, you see every post that people are putting up.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they put it up, it shows you in the news feed. So it's not even like you're looking for it. As soon as you go to the news
wow.
feed, it's right there.
And listen, big as she is and what she got on, when I was looking at it, it looked like she got a little a miniature tingling hanging.
Oh, she's a porn star. That's why. My bad. She's a porn star. She's getting paid for this.
She's a
I guess that
porn.
Makes it okay.
She's
a porn star. My bad.
That's trifling now. Ray, did you see it?
Classless. Yes. No class. No class.
None at all.
Okay, so would you guys allow your children to take pictures like that and post them up?
No.
I
wouldn't care my baby just turned 24. If I see something like that on her page, I would have to delete her. First, I would talk to her. But if you continuously put it up there, no, you couldn't be on my page.
Because
it's not cute. I wouldn't care if she's 140 pounds. And you built like Beyonce. Don't do that.
I don't understand. You know, I never understood when I got out there. I never understood. The reason why I got there, they might have said, oh, that's a nice sport, whatever. But I never understand how people have people as their friends. And then they curse them out on whatever. And I'm like, well, isn't there such thing as unfriending them or having them off the fence? Instead of making this whole, I never understood that concept between my cousin and my other cousin, how they up there. You know what? And then they sit here and text me about, oh, you're not going to set my friend request. And I text them back, hell no.
Right.
Why would I want that mess? Why? You know, my sister cracks up because this is what she always say. When I'm on Facebook or, like, you know, whatever, and she'll look at my friend request and say, Kia, why, and the silhouette, why you got 120 people trying to, I said, because I don't know half those people. I know them, but now you don't know them. I know them in passing. I don't think I need to have best friends. Because, what are we going to talk about?
Kia knows the sports fight.
well, you know, now that's the thing.
I'm just here for the sports site in these book
that's
authors. I became friends with a lot of book authors because they see my little stuff on Goodreads. So they send me free requests, and if I see you an author, I'm gonna send you a quick. I'm reading your book. They'll send me stuff to read or whatever. All that other stuff, guys, I'm not in for that stuff. I don't see me. I don't care. I may post a little for whatever, or all that little back and forth. And my two, I said, why would I add that nonsense? Who needs nonsense like that?
Well, see, the only thing is being a part of GQ Palace, we have a lot of different people. So, therefore, you know, I can understand Lavina's point. Like, you know, a lot of people that be on GQ Palace, we will end up having them as friends. But when you see things like that, it's a discouragement,
mm-hmm.
and you deal with it in your own manner.
I'm not discouraged. I'm ashamed of her.
But
that's
what I'm saying.
That would be...
I'm not discouraged.
What the hell
is
this?
I'm not discouraged. I'm ashamed. That's all. Like,
not the same person, Lavina.
I know business is business, okay?
I know you've seen a lot of stuff, Lavina, on like you said, because y'all out in that social media, you know what I'm just saying, and stuff like that. But some of this stuff, guys, when I look at my cousins, and she be up there, we see because she has her little her iPad and everything, and I be looking at some of my other cousins that she's friends with, and looking at their pictures, I say, and you see why I'm not friends with them, and they said to me, wondering why I don't step in for. You just see the stuff, the cussing, the what's the name, all this, you know, the clothing, and they show. I just look like this, and they wonder why. And I asked my cousin, why would you have her as your friend? And she was like, I just be saying some stuff she be saying. What stuff she be saying be correct? She couldn't even answer me that question. Ain't nothing she saying. You know what she having? Because she enjoy that type of talk and enjoy them arguing back and forth all along. I don't enjoy that stuff. I don't enjoy watching people arguing back and forth on Facebook. Only time you see me arguing back on Facebook in a sports group. You best believe I'm arguing back and forth. You don't see me out in that. I don't do that. Sports group, you talking about my Lakers, you talking about my Steelers. You best believe I'm cutting you up.
This hooker needs a lot of counseling.
I love it. She needs a whole lot.
Because at the end of the day, all of them likes and them saying this and saying that, they only laughing at her. And she don't even realize that they are actually clowning her instead of really liking what she's doing because she's making a fool out of herself.
I don't know. Look, where's Rich and Barry at?
They ain't saying nothing. Y'all got to go.
Okay. You want me to say something?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Barry. Say it loud.
The sad part of all this is, like, you really, really can't, like, do what you really want to do and please the person like you really want to please them because you're worrying about covering up raincoats and worrying about, you know, death sentences and stuff. It's not like back in the 70s, 80s, you could really just get down. You can't. It seems like you can't do that now.
Get down. Huh?
I think what she's saying is, like, this female actually has her whole hind part showing.
Oh, that butt. Oh, I thought I'm talking about just sex general.
No.
If that was your woman.
Well, look, I'm curious, though, T. Hold on. Barry,
okay.
So back in the day, they were just able to get down? Really?
Oh, yeah, you do the freaky deaky and stuff and all kind of stuff, you know. That oral sex was, I had it done to me. That's when I cried, when I had some good oral sex.
Wow.
You know,
I
made girls cry, too, that's a mastery there.
You know what? All right, y'all. I'm sorry I asked Barry.
Never none of that.
Back to being silent. I can't. Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this.
That's the
if she's like that, she has a low self-esteem of herself. She's doing a porn thing to get pictures or whatever. But, you know, there's certain things that a guy look at. And I didn't see the picture, but she's big and fat with cell lights and all that. The likes is just people that just go and buy it and grazing at it. You understand? He could be a porn star if that's what she want to call herself. But the way y'all talking about how the booty look, I even doubt if she's a porn star. So that's probably why she got the likes. She didn't get the likes because of her booty and her song. She got the likes because she said she's a porn star. So to me, that's a person with a low self-esteem. If you want to put your booty up there, to each his own. How you wrong?
She's looking for attention. She's looking for attention.
But do you think that, like, that's appealing to the guy, though? Or...
No.
It's just like I said before, right? You got some guys that if no matter how a female looks, they're going to do something with her. So some guys, it might be a killer. My cousin likes big girls. If my cousin were to see her, he'd probably be like, whoa, look at that right there, you know? You know, some guys like big girls, you know?
Some guys like some big women, little guys, too.
Exactly, he's a little guy.
Little guy like some bodacious.
If he see it, he'll probably be like, oh, yeah, I like some of that, you know. And meanwhile, the other dude be like, nah, man, it's like you lost in between there, you know. But
I got a boy in Florida, he likes some big ones. He's a little small cat.
Yeah, that's like my cousin. He's small, but he likes big girls.
Small cat, man.
He like big
These
women.
These girls are like big.
And I
he's
mean,
like,
I'm not talking about big women. I'm talking about big, big women. What, you know, like wobbling.
He like hey, humongous you know, like, women.
Right.
He like, yeah, he like big women, you know. Some men like it. You know, so who just say
yeah,
Let me rephrase it. Some of them probably do like it. You never know. So, you know.
That's right.
But, you know, to me, it's a person with a low self-esteem that puts all that up there. I don't care. If you're in that field division, then that's the field division you win. You don't got to post it on Facebook. That's why Facebook is getting outrageous. You know, because it's what everybody's putting up there now and everything, you know?
If you're a porn star, you're giving your pictures out for free now. They don't even have to buy your video.
Exactly. Exactly, Lavina.
You know,
but it's called
She's a Hoe. Don't what? Oh, my gosh.
But honestly, okay.
Time out. Both of them
together. We've come to that hour. I'm tired of talking about that ratchet ass. I'm tired of talking about that ratchet female. And it's actually that time that we come, you know, do round the table of everyone speaking our final say-so of the topics and everything. And Lavina, you were first, hon.
Oh, okay, okay. It was a great show, great topic, of course. I laughed a lot tonight, I must say. Kind of rough day at work today, so I laughed a lot. It was very entertaining, I must say. I know I had a lot of questions today. Sorry about that, guys, but, you know.
Great.
Had some questions. But other than that, it was a wonderful show, and I'm happy to be here with you guys, and I look forward to hearing you guys next week at the same time, same place.
Holla. Barry. Barry.
Yes.
Your turn.
Okay. I you know, when it comes to safe sex, it's like, it's really just scary, though, when you think about it, like all the, you know, you got to worry about this one and that one. It was bad enough you cheat before, but now, and then guys on the down low and this and that, it's like so crazy, you know? So I don't know if you can really, like, get down the way you really want it. My opinion, because you got to worry about protecting this and doing that, whatever else. And it's not like, you know, when you have sex, you're supposed to really try to satisfy somebody in each and every way, you know? And that's, I think when you do that, then they won't stray. Because the worst thing a guy does is just try to get his off and that's it. Leave a girl really still. That was my experience, like, with other girls back in my old days. Like, girls wasn't satisfied, so. Especially, you know, for both partners to be satisfied, so they don't need to stray. So I guess you need to really come together if you're really together and let's say, let's do this, you know, like, especially older. I mean, you know, I'm older, so my runaround days over. So, you know, you meet your mate and just, you know, whatever each one like and satisfy each other and just keep it at that. Running around time is over. I feel sad for the younger, like, people in their teens, 20s, and whatever. I mean, because they missed out on a lot, you know. I just sold my oats, so you just find the right mate.
I agree.
You find the right mate, and then you got to worry about they running here, there, and, you know, that's it. Just settle down and then have the great sex, the best sex you can. So.
Right.
Go get straight first. Go get checked, and then do what you got to do. I know I'm straight, so. It's really just sad, like with Lavina, but the pictures, just everything's just out of control. It's just so out of control, from the sex to the shows, whatever else. So you got to have a little morals, just like with the old school rap. You got to bring stuff back, a little morals. So.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, and you know, my son's girlfriend's, I know she said the finest ones that you think, those finest ones, because she works at a clinic, they coming in there on fire, lighting the building on fire, lighting them up, you know? Finest ones.
Wow.
She was telling my son, she said, she calls me Mr. Barry. She said, oh, Mr. Barry, you don't be messing around. I said, he said, nah, I know, I ain't doing that. But she says, those fine ones, the finest ones are on fire. like the Ohio players, man. So, you know. And what about all these girls having these babies? They're still doing unprotected sex.
Well,
so you could imagine in 5 or 10 years, you know how much the AIDS epidemic is going to be and HIV? Because they're having like rabbits still, like back in the, when I was doing it, they're still doing it like rabbits, unprotected, because they got all these pregnant girls. So it's going to be such an epidemic with kids, with our parents and stuff. And I know you can live longer, your longevity, but it was a great show. Great show, and you know, I joke a lot and whatever else, but it's all good. No
right.
fool, no fun.
Kia?
You know, this is the first time I ever, nothing knocking you, Barry, but I really agree with some stuff that you said. I really do. It's just like, if I'm like listening, I'm like, is that the same guy? And I'm like, listen, like, dang. So but I do, you know what? I do agree with some of the stuff he said about, you know, how, you know, say you can see it now, say sex and about these girls having, think it's like a luxury to have a baby. Oh, my God.
Right.
No, it's not. It's not a luxury. That's a luxury.
No.
You think it's a luxury, and you think keeping him and by having, and then, you know, you got, I would get somebody who has a baby, and then they have another baby that's like, they're actually like 5 months apart. Now, when them two kids grow up, they're like
that's
brothers right. and sisters. That's just like, and I'm like looking at, these are my cousins. I'm looking at them how they talk, and you'd be like, does she really know that she sounds stupid?
Mm-hmm.
But she did this because she wanted to keep him thinking that he would be with her, and then finally he's not with none of them. I'm like, what?
Exactly. And that's the worst part, kid, because you're having one by this man and that man, and ain't neither one of them with you.
With you. But she's too busy. You know what? And the same advice I gave to her when I told her, I said, you know what? Sometimes you got it. Now that you have this baby, he's here, beautiful and everything. He's here. Nothing to take it back. But now it's time for you to wake up. Because you really don't know how stupid you sound, how stupid you look, and say what you said in that conversation. And I'm like listening to them like, did she actually say what she said? But yes, she did. But the only way to protect the sex, protect yourself, because these guys, you think that you have to have, I guess you have to have a vision, and we all have to have our vision, and you stay on course for it. It's not hard to stay on course for your vision. It's not hard. Don't try to get unfocused and let people steer you away. Then there become a problem. But I can truly thank God, and I don't need to speak for myself, I can truly thank God I have not stayed off course. I stayed on course, guys. And you call me being stubborn. I don't compromise. I just didn't do all that stuff because I knew what I wanted, and I got what I wanted. I went through
mm-hmm.
the same. This is just something I already knew. My
right.
head set is straight. Yeah, I'm the worst person to deal with because I'm not. You can talk to me like you're talking to me. I ain't hearing what you're saying. I'm not because I already had my game plan set. I already talked to the Lord God. I already had my stuff set. And I look at my friends and, you know, and how they, see, That's just me. I'm just, that was just me. I was definitely the difficult one. Well, I'm like, nah, I'm doing this. I stayed on course. I didn't let nothing deter me. There was no such thing as wanting a kid and having a kid at a young age and then, you know, dating or whatever. That wasn't my thing. I had too much stuff to be doing. I
right.
like to move around. I didn't know how the poor thing was going to eat if I'm moving around. So, no.
I hear you.
I have plenty of time to do that. I look at my cousins
right.
and how they are struggling because they can't do what they want to do because you know why? They wanted to have this
baby
for this guy because
right.
they thought he was going to be around. Mm-hmm. And he's not around.
Yeah.
Now the baby's growing up with another person and seeing another mommy's boyfriend come on.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and I see a lot of ex-students like, they having babies like 4 or 5 babies by 2 or 3 different, you know,
yeah,
they like
please.
The United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
One's tall,
please.
One's light skinned,
yes,
one's
yeah.
nappy headed. It's like crazy, man.
We know,
you
know? They all different daddies.
All different daddies.
Exactly.
And they posting on Facebook like, oh my God, these kids are driving me nuts. You know, kids ain't like little toys and stuff. You're plucking them all out here, you know?
Thank you.
No, it's not like a joke, just plucking them out. They need to be fed. They need emotional care, you know, everything, man.
They need
bones,
it all.
They don't know. Once they see that child care and can't be able to do this and can't be able to, you can't. You have a baby.
It's babies having babies, y'all.
Yeah.
And you're robbing the kids. It's not right. It's not right. And that's why they have all these angry teenagers out here now. Because the mom has fucked out all these, and that, especially the men.
But girls, you know what, guys? There are a few that will make it up out of here. There are a few that will make it up out of here with the child. Because you know what? They learned their mistake. They dealt with it. But you got a few handful that will make it up out of here. And I look at that single mother who just graduated from college. You know what I'm saying? Because she know what she did. But she got back on focus. And she did what she had to do to make a better life for her and her baby.
Oh, yeah. There's a few.
There are a few that will make it up out of this trenches. They will get focused and get back on track. And you know what? For the first time I watched, what's that show, 16 and Pregnant? I watched that show for the first time the other day. Unbelievable.
Mm-mm.
I watched that show for the first time. I was like, what in the world?
Right.
Life-changing alters these girls going through.
Well, we're going to go to our CEO, if he's still on Rich Money.
Well, I'm just going to say they don't clear it up. She and Barry, there ain't nothing to say. They don't.
Exactly.
I enjoyed the show, you know. It was a great time.
Thank you.
You know, great response and everything. Good show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Diva Rachel.
Yes. First and foremost, I gotta give it up to the Lord. Without Him, there would be no us. There would be no DQ Palace. Second of all, I want to give it up to DQ Palace, our executive and our CEO. We love y'all. Keep it. And I must give a shout out to all the other hosts of our DQ Palace family, all the other shows we have, all the callers and listeners. Tonight's callers and listeners, Miss Lavina, Mary, Kenny, Kia, Mr. Rick, and our other fella, Diva Angie, and a happy birthday to you, Angie. And a great show, and like Rich Money said, great response and great conversation. And I'm going to pass the mic over to you, Miss D.
All right.
Gotta give it up to you, Diva. Give it up to you. Shout out.
If anyone have any topics, any Diva mail or whatever you want to send, you can always send it to GQ, which is GEEQUE002@gmail.com. You can put it attention to a Lavina Polite, or if you feel like you just want to send it to one of the Divas, myself, Rachel, or Angie, you can also do that. But in the meantime, you know, we have come to the end of the show. Always thanking our callers, listeners, most of all, God. And my thing is with the topics and everything, be careful of who you're dealing with. Know who you're dealing with, because everything they shine is always not gold. Every shut eye is not closed.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you know, we definitely thank God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. GQ Plowless doing big things. 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. On Thursday, Reality and Relationship with our hosts, KL and Tiffany Belvin, from 8 to 10. On Friday, Love and Entertainment with our very own CEO, host Rich Money, from 6 to 9. Sundays, Spiritual Sunday, with our executive producer, Lavina Polite, from 7 to 9. Immediately following her show, Crossroad Temple, with our host, Timmy Scribby Hunter, from 9 to 10. On Mondays, Unsigned Artists, UAR, the host varies from 8 to 9. Immediately following that, you have Love, Life, and Loyalty, with your host, Deanne Lane, from 9 to 11. Tuesdays, GPS Sports with your host, the mayor, from 8 to 10. And then Wednesday, you right back here with us again, Love Fantasy, from 8 to 10, the Diva Squad, which includes myself, Rachel, and Angie. And I want to wish everyone a blessed rest of the week. Be safe out there. 4th of July is coming up. And just be safe and careful in everything that you do. And put God first. Love you all, and good night.
That's why I love you.